Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The chief baseball officer of the Boston Red Sox, Craig Breslow, on the show yesterday, suggesting apparently that is the president of the Boston Red Sox, but don't take him at his word. Don't take Sam Kennedy at his word when Sam seemed to indicate that Rafi would be willing to play first base.
The irony in all of this is that no one is more obsessed with image and the way in which he is perceived than Sam Kennedy, and yet he always seems to be put in these positions where he's forcing Craig Breslow to walk things back that he said, or vice versa. Like,
yeah,
you're on with Tom Caron, not exactly, you know, meet the press, and you sit down, and you know that Devers' name is going to come up. It's probably the biggest storyline of the season. And you say, if we need him, he'll play, when you were part of a delegation that flew to Kansas City to get him back on track.
But you were in an emergency situation. Like, the fact that he says that, it makes Sam look like he hasn't been following along the last month or two.
You mean they did need him?
They did need him.
Of course.
You ran into an emergency situation with Tristan going down, nobody to back him up at first, and Rafi said no. So, like, it just came across so wrong.
What was the quote that we played when we were in Newport, I believe? Wasn't it, he's not having it, Alex Cora?
That's what Alex Cora said. Rafael Devers is not having it when it comes to discussing playing in the infield.
So then if you wouldn't ask if there wasn't a need, correct?
Correct.
So he's been asked. He said no. And then Sam makes Craig Breslow look kind of weak when he goes and says something that is no basis in fact, and Breslow comes on in the morning and says his boss needs to get his facts right in a polite way.
But you said when they flew out, when John Henry flew out, who met with Devers?
It was John Henry, I think Sam Kennedy, and Devers.
Okay. See, and I think Devers might have said to Sam.
Is that right, I think?
Yeah.
Okay. And I think Devers might have said, Sam, like, hey, listen. If it's in a pinch and you really, 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 I'll do it, right? And so Sam's being told one thing. Breslow and Cora are not in that meeting, and they're both on two different pages when it comes to Devers potentially playing first base.
But that meeting was a long time ago.
Right.
I don't want to start. We disagree on this show. Maybe Curtis is with me. I'm on an island.
I love your island.
When it comes to Devers. So I don't want to start that argument again. But why do they have to tiptoe around Rafael Devers all the time?
Because he's the face of this team. Yeah. I know Curtis will say, and it's a good point, that Alex Cora is the face of this team. But Rafael Devers is the face of this team, whether you like it or not.
He's being compensated for that. $30 million a year for 8 years.
Yeah, but Ken treats you differently than he treats me. Treats you differently than he treats Jackson.
That might be related to the sex.
That's not true.
No. But as he should, Greg, like that is the way in which the world works.
Right.
John Henry is going to treat Rafael Devers different than he treats, no offense, Toro. Your guy Toro. Like, that's just the way in which sports works. That's the way the world works. To think any differently is crazy.
And I think they know that they fumbled the bag in the beginning with Devers on how it all played out with, you know, maybe not really telling them or, you know, saying, well, here's a. So I think what they're doing now is they know that mentally Devers can be fragile at times. It could be a little bit petty. So they probably, you know, treating him with kid gloves, knowing like, all right, we can't rip because we don't want our best hitter to get in another slump. And Breslow said it yesterday that these baseball players are very, what's the word I'm looking for? Like
fragile.
They're not no fragile, but when they find the groove into something, they have to stay in that groove. And if you throw anything to throw that groove off a little bit, it affects everything. And so they probably know, like, oh, when we try to move Devers around, it affected him at the plate, and he finally said, okay, I'll DH.
Okay, then fine. Is it not at all alarming that they can't get the same message? If the message is we are no longer going to ask Rafael Devers to do anything other than DH, why is that not the same message from Sam Kennedy or Craig Breslow?
Because this is what happens when you have an owner that's invested in many different things. When you have Sam Kennedy that used to be the president of the Red Sox but now is president of Fenway Sports Group, you have issues that are not dealt with in an appropriate amount of time. They begin to fester and issues occur that are far worse than you started. You have Craig Breslow, who is rightfully mad at Cora for not handling bringing Bregman in and dealing with the backlash of Devers. This was Cora's idea. He's the on-field manager, and it is his job description, as Craig Breslow has told us, to manage the egos inside that clubhouse. So Breslow says, this is your mess. Don't put it on me. Then he finally gets rolling. They get the injuries, and Cora doesn't want to ask Devers again to do something outside of the comfort zone because he finally got him to accept the role that he'd wanted him in. So you have Breslow being the bad guy. Who was Devers pissed at? He was pissed at Cora. He was pissed at Breslow. And then instead of having everybody in the same room at Kauffman Stadium, you keep Breslow on the outside, and he just is totally legless.
I feel bad for Craig Breslow, to be honest with
you.
Yeah.
Like, well, he's a John Henry, Sam Kennedy hire, but Alex Cora isn't a guy he hired, so he was hired by the owner in the front office. So there's a dynamic there that's all out of whack where they weren't all hired by under one guy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so Breslow's got to feel weird.
And you made the point earlier, and I don't think it's been really made about their relationship, is that when they extended Cora 3 years.
I made that
oh,
point.
Oh, sorry. Greg Hill. Yeah. Thank More you. Things need to be named after
Thank
you.
Thank you.
So when the Red Sox extended Cora, in every other league, whenever Sweeney gets an extension, what do you read about? Cam Neely extended as well. They're always done in concert with the other because they are a unit. They are their success will dictate both, not one or the other. And I don't know what Breslow's deal is. None of us know, really. I don't think. And it's just an interesting. I don't know. I don't know. Obviously, if they get hot and everybody plays well and they go to the playoffs, all of this is forgotten. Nobody's got bad feelings. But it feels like we've reached sort of an impasse where they can't even literally in 12 hours. The president of the sports group and the baseball president officer, whatever his title is, are diametrically opposed as to what's going on with their most important player.
Yeah. You wonder, like, if that's what we see, like, briefly, you wonder how often it goes on and cluster F's things.
I bet all the time.
I bet they're not meeting enough. That's the issue. Yeah. Like when people say like this could have been an email, clearly the Devers situation couldn't be an email. They need to sit down in person and get on the same page.
Well, Chime doesn't like meetings.
I know.
I don't add more meetings.
Or greens and regulations.
Chime, somebody said that in Yarmouth there's an unbelievable mini golf course, I think called Skulls. What's it called? Skull Island. You want to go? You want to go match over there?
Nine sure, holes? I'd love to. I love a good mini golf.
What would you guess you would shoot at Skull Island on the front nine?
On the front nine, probably right around a 20, 22.
Okay, green ball or blue or?
Oh
what
no,
are you
I'm a red ball all day.
Okay. Oh, you really?
Oh yeah.
Nobody likes the red.
I love the red.
No.
Yes.
We are at the Beachcomber in Wellfleet, and it is Red Sox Yankees, and it is Garrett Crochet tonight. And you won't see Roman Anthony or Marcelo Meyer all weekend.
And did Brad Fogsheim, I didn't hear it live, you might have listened as you were going down. Did Brad Fogsheim say that Roman Anthony may be heading back to Worcester?
Yes, we talked about that.
I have the audio if you'd like it.
Can't, why would they?
Abreu, when Abreu comes back.
Oh, that's what the Abreu thing was. What? Yeah. That's so stupid. Mm-hmm. I don't understand it. It feels like you finally have some good, you know, juju coming out of the organization. You beat this. You win the series in the Bronx. You win the series against the Rays this weekend. Yeah. You have an opportunity, and then just say goodbye.
Like, yeah. And when he leaves, honestly, I feel like this go around, the laundry cart may have to be reserved to get Leah out of there,
and not
Roman Anthony.
I mean,
she's more popular than he is.
Yeah. Right. Why have we talked about a chick that doesn't play on the team?
I don't know. I don't know why we're doing that.
Also, the people saying that we're objectifying her, like, we're not. Like,
you're really focused on this.
No, because I just saw a DM, too, that's like, you know, look at the definition of objectifying. That's exactly what you're doing. No, we think it's so crazy how the men popped off during this game and immediately slid into the DMs. We're joking with her about it.
It's as old as time.
Right.
Like, I don't understand. She chose to come on this radio show.
Yeah.
And she had a great time. And commented on Instagram about how much fun she had.
Yeah.
Like, why are you speaking for her?
Right.
Seems like a very nice person. Like,
yes.
She's up to probably 20,000 followers, probably turn into an influencer.
Yes. Yeah. And if you're looking for it, it's LIA, not LTA.
Well, now you're objectifying.
No, I'm just letting people know.
Objectifying. That was like a hot word when I was in high school.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
well,
it came out like, oh, don't objectify women. I think Jen Sturger was fine being objectified. She wore a shirt barely covering her boobs.
That's what
she was on TV.
Yeah. Curtis, the only people that say it, men and women, of the ugly ones.
That's true.
You know.
I wouldn't know anything about
that. Listen, she's a beautiful young lady. She puts pictures up that shows off her beauty. And if she doesn't mind when somebody says, oh, you're very attractive, or, you know, there's a line. There's always creeps that are going to be out there. They're going to cross the line. But for the most part, if, you know, people are respectful, she probably knows, like, you know, like, I like to look good. Who doesn't like a compliment?
Right.
I mean, what person? The only people who don't like compliments are people who don't get compliments.
Bingo. This girl's never been called hot who wrote the story, and she hates that the other one is.
Well, I don't know about that, but.
Yeah.
That's it.
All right.
I love compliments, so keep them coming.
You look great, Wiggy.
Yeah, you do.
You really do.
Appreciate that.
You do. We are going to get to Hill Notes coming up at the Beachcomber, and this show is not only on the radio, not only on the Odyssey app, but also on YouTube and on Twitch. And thank you for watching, if you are right now or have been this morning. And I want to remind you that on Twitch, this show is presented by Springer's Jewelers, and Father's Day is Sunday. And I cannot think of a better gift than the gift of time for Dad, so head to Springer's in tax-free Portsmouth, New Hampshire, and get Dad a watch. And shop the best inventory and the best prices in all of New England at Springer's. And here is Courtney with what is trending right now.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Mario's Roofing. The Red Sox back in action tonight. They have the Yankees in town, 7:10 first pitch. Sean McDonough joins Will Fleming on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. Kick things off with Christian Arcan at 6:10 for the MassMutual pregame show. The Oilers stay alive after some extra hockey and being down in most of the game. They are going to make it a fight. Edmonton takes the game 5-4 behind yet another Draisaitl game winner. In the U.S. Open, day two is underway. J.J. Spahn is atop the leaderboard at 4-under with Scottie Scheffler 7 shots back at Oakmont. J.J. was the only guy to end the first day bogey-free.
Justin Thomas tweeted that he thinks that we should have a live coverage of, on like Netflix, of average hackers at the U.S. Open as in the exact format and current state of the Oakmont course.
And that would be great.
awesome.
That'd be great.
Everybody would look like Shime at Granite Links.
That would be fun.
That would be great.
That would be really
I'm sure the members at Oakmont would like that.
Oh,
but
no. Could you imagine Augusta?
That would be great.
Wouldn't it be hilarious?
Great television.
It would actually be even better if you had like Scheffler on the bag for the normal guy.
Yeah, really.
Like telling him to, you know,
chirping
hit a 270.
Him the whole time.
Right.
Yeah. Shime, how are we doing so far this morning?
On the U.S. Open, not much movement on the leaderboard currently. Brooks Koepka was making a little bit of noise, but he just bogeyed the sixth. Victor Hovland currently having a good day, though, 2-under, pushing him 3 strokes back in the lead.
Well, the Thunder and Pacers face off for Game 4 tonight in Indiana. Tip is at 8:30, and the show always goes off the rails here at the Beachcomber in the final hour. And Greg kind of stole my thunder with the Springer's read, but I did want to say happy Father's Day to you, Greg, you, Curtis, you, Wiggy, Ken. I know he's here somewhere. I work with great dads. And, of course, my dad. Happy Father's Day, John. We love you.
Another bathing suit coming for John
Well,
Cox?
I don't want to spoil it,
okay.
But yeah, we locked that one down. It's a
all
good
right.
one this year.
Well, happy Father's Day to all the dads that are here.
Yes.
Have yourself a beverage to celebrate.
Yep.
You did good. And we will be back at the Beachcomber on a roadshow Friday with Hill Notes coming up next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I hate to start an argument, but might be the best road show we've had yet this season so far here. No disrespect to Newport. No disrespect to Springfield.
I had never been here before the show, but each year you come here and you drive down the hill, it's like it stops you.
Yeah.
It's just, it doesn't feel like New England or anything.
Yeah.
It feels like you're in like Hawaii.
No, you Cape Cod people, you have been incredible to us. Want to thank our host down here at WEII 96.3. Give them a round of applause. Woo! Over there. Our crew down here, we thank you very much. Thanks for having the show on, and thanks for hosting us down here for a couple road shows. We got to open up the Window World of Boston weather window, if we could, Shime, for Curtis. Curtis with the forecast for the weekend.
I thought we were going to hear the Berkowitz clams drop. 62 degrees right now. I love when Ken likes it when I mock Shime. That was a nice laugh.
Not enough clams.
Ken Laird is generally mediocre, but at drops, there has never been anybody in the same stratosphere.
Agree. Nope,
nobody follows a show, enhances a show behind the scenes in ways that Ken
agree. Did. Although Chicken Nick does a fantastic
he
job.
He does. That Will Fleming drop yesterday that Nick was playing, must have put the kibosh on it. I haven't heard it once. Oh.
No disrespect, Shine, but he...
I literally played it right when you mentioned it earlier, Curtis.
No, I know. I was just one time. I said it was a great drop. Uh-oh. I heard it once.
Chicken Nick, probably a better golfer also.
Definitely a better dresser.
I mean, his name's Chicken Nick. He probably eats Chick-fil-A better, too.
Yeah, probably does.
All right. It's 62 degrees here. 66 this afternoon if you're going to the Pearl for the Greg Hill Foundation event. Back home, going to be all right for, tonight. Not a lot of rain. But tomorrow is going to be rainy in midday. Sunday, raw, 50 degrees. Going to be windy and cool and gross.
Boy. All right. You could get a whole house full of windows installed for just $99 a month from Window World of Boston. Before we get to Hill Notes, it is Mind Your Business brought to you by Harbor One Bank. Harbor One Bank, they know your business like nobody's business. I think I know who Courtney thinks needs to mind their business this week.
Just bloggers in general. Let people have fun.
Well, I think you were criticized by a blogger because they suggested that your question of Leah Anthony on this show yesterday, where you asked if she was single, was objectifying her.
Yeah, yeah. Inappropriate, crossed a line, whatever.
Yeah.
And if you missed my lead earlier, you can go back and listen to it. But I talked to Leah before she came on. Yeah. I am always making sure people are comfortable when they're around me, especially women.
I would suggest to the blogger that she mind her own business, not Leah's business, and that if Leah did not want to be on the radio, she would have, I'm sure, kindly said no.
Correct.
I also don't believe she would have gone to Instagram afterwards and said how much fun she had.
Correct.
So, okay. Anybody else need to mind their business?
I would just echo that and say that there is this new world where it's not enough to be victimized, is that we get, victimized for the other. We get victimized on others' behalf.
Yeah.
And it's just so weird. 20 years ago, if this were written, we'd send the person away. We'd say, what are you talking about? She's on the story of the post saying I had fun.
Right.
Yeah, that's stupid.
If she was objectified and victimized, is she Stockholm Syndrome? What is going on?
I think I would guess that she's excited about the additional followers.
Right? She said she was.
Seems like that's important to people.
And excited about her brother that just made the big leagues.
Right.
It's kind of cool.
And the whole family seems very blown away by the response of them.
Right. She said she liked it, She was like, oh, it's cool.
All right. Hill Notes brought to you by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, call Coleman.
It's electric.
The real Kevin Millar is in town for a booze cruise on Sunday. But this Kevin Millar wants to say, by the time we'll beat the Yankees this weekend, the Yankees are going to turn to Larry Lunchmeat, Dunn the Dumbass, and Larry the Loser.
Kevin Millar has some great catchphrases that he
really
uses.
Really does.
That was a great interview. We need to get Kevin Millar back on the show.
He's great. I loved him.
He was great.
Hey, guys. Chris Saunders here from WeBuiltTheCity.com. Inaugural winner. Just want to say thank you for the shout-out yesterday. I just want to say thank you to all the construction trades that do what we do. And I just want to say thank you to the Greg Hill Show for everything that you guys do. Looking forward to meeting you sometime. Thank you.
That was Chris. He was chosen by Catcher's Law as somebody who deserves a little recognition for building this city. And so he is somebody who built this city, 30 years iron worker.
Wow.
And a listener of the show. So congratulations, Chris.
Paying your way through Costco today takes everything you've got. Listener sending Costco gift cards sure would help a lot. Maybe someone can find a way to make it free for me to get a VIP Costco card in my name. because Family Dollar is so lame. I'll do whatever it takes, brother. I'll wear a brassiere to a Red Sox game. I want a Costco VIP card in my name.
How great was that?
Oh, he is so good. Great. I just like picturing him in his car, you know, ready to record. I love it.
Is it one take? Does he do it in one take
He's
only?
Good. Yeah, it sounds good. Yeah.
Well done.
Wiggy, I'm going to help you out, my guy, because people get confused all the time about the World Wars. Don't worry about it. So pretty much why World War I started was because you had Archduke Ferdinand. He was the leader of Austria and Hungary. Yes, Austria and Hungary were once combined countries. So pretty much he was assassinated by Serbian nationalists, and then Austria and Hungary and their allies declared war on Serbia. Serbia's allies declared war back, and pretty much each one by one countries kept getting dragged in. So there it is, my guy. Have a great day. Enjoy your weekend. Go Pats.
We're gonna quiz you on that Monday.
Nah, I already forgot it.
Wiggy's like, I am hungry. Yeah.
I did see the movie 1917.
Yeah,
I did see that. I thought it was a good movie.
Who won?
I mean, I guess we won at the end of the day, right?
We're 2-0 in World Wars, Wiggs.
All right.
Pretty wild though that a German submarine got all the way over here in World War I and attacked Cape Cod.
Yeah. Right.
Pretty wild.
It is amazing to me. I'm like, what's in Orleans that the Germans really want?
Probably the first piece of land that they saw. I would
get it. We need to go to Orleans.
That accent was not.
What was
it?
That was a German accent.
No.
That was a German.
That was German.
No, it was not.
No?
Danke.
No, it was not. No.
You sure?
Yeah.
Night. Night.
That was.
Is that German?
A little bit.
Oh, is that Russian?
Not really. Yeah.
I get my Russians and my Germans mixed up.
I was made in Germany.
We are aware.
I do love Russian actors, though.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Let's play the next one.
Okay.
I really don't have all that much to say this morning. Just one thing. I didn't forget you, Shime, and you still stink. Have a good day.
Nah, two thumbs down. If you're going to do the Shime stinks, you can't say I don't have much.
Yeah.
No.
Gotta have some.
Your next chance to meet Shime at a road show will be the pregame next week in Hampton Beach. Am I right about that, Shime?
That's correct, Greg.
Okay. Great effort by Mitch, Twitch Mitch.
Twitch Mitch.
He's failing it, though.
Yeah,
he is right now.
Yeah. He's sweating. Yeah.
Huh?
He said he's good.
Yeah, he's good. You look like you're going to die.
Yeah.
You have the Chris Folly red face.
Squad!
Can we get a fan on him? You look a little overheated.
How does Mitch look hotter than Santo when he arrived after biking 18 miles?
Also, I misspoke yesterday. I said that Mitch was 24. I thought he was very, very young. 31.
Mm.
Twitch Mitch.
31.
In his 30s.
And when
also
I do sweat, I don't shower.
Also, the amount of Long Island iced teas he had last night.
He tried to tell me he wasn't having any hard liquor. I said, you're drinking an absolute vodka cocktail. That is... Yeah, well.
Great job by Mitch. Great job. We should thank our whole crew.
He just said it's in a can.
Griff.
Eamon.
Ken Laird. Everybody associated with the group. Ashley
Marilyn.
From the foundation. Those sweatshirts sold out in 1 hour this
week. Wow.
Thank you guys for that. Thank you for that. Sales Smoke is here somewhere. Krista's here running around somewhere. There she is on the way back.
Uh-oh. Can you say Smoke or did we set women back?
We're objectifying her. All right. Go ahead, Sean.
It was awesome to meet you guys at Sea Dogs last night, but I'm still trying to figure out which was higher. Wiggy? Or his tube socks.
Did you have tube socks on?
No, I wear my three quarters.
Those are cool.
The three quarters. Yeah, I got my Hoochie Daddy shorts on, so don't get too close because you might get a little peek. I got the three quarters. My wife sent these in, so I'm wearing Hoochie Daddy because she dressed me.
Nice.
So.
All right.
We missed Mrs. Wiggins last night. I like having her out.
Yeah, she had a salon appointment, so she wasn't able to make it. And then coming into Cape, if you don't leave before noon, forget about it.
Yeah.
We are beach sexers.
Yes.
This was just a scouting mission.
Yeah. Sitting in traffic. But when I showed her the place, she was like, oh, man, I should have came.
Yeah.
I was like, yep.
If Coco had a boat, it would be called Smoko on the water. And she could name the little dinghy the Santo. Coco, you haven't said anything back. Don't let these haters get to you. They're jealous. You let your star burn bright, girl.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so nice.
Shrapnel.
Minus the dinghy part.
Yeah, but. Right.
Quit playing with your dinghy. That's like Chris Farley's favorite line.
I will tell you that Santo is such an... He takes a little bit of abuse.
He does, yeah.
Not justified.
Nope.
And he is an extraordinary man. So give him a giant...
He's an angel.
Huge round of applause for being here.
Three years just celebrated.
Yep,
yes.
We sure did. People said that the over-under was set at one.
Uh-huh.
Hammer that over.
So is that are you officially out of the window for gift-giving, Greg?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's ended a while ago.
I have a wedding gift coming. It could be at the end of the show today.
Wow.
You never know.
Get me a Defender?
You never
this know. National Grid helmet.
You never know.
National Grid want to come on and talk about 811 Dig Safe after watching Shime trying to get out of that sand trap?
Coco, you're a talented and professional badass. Don't stop doing what you're doing.
Oh, that's very nice. Thank you.
I mean, you're so nice. I would have never done this or thought to do that. You're so nice that you reached out and asked Leah Anthony if it was okay to ask her if she were single.
Yeah.
That's a very nice thing to do.
Yeah, I never want to be the gotcha person, you know? Like, it's a conversation. Everybody should feel comfortable and have fun.
So nice.
Jealousy, you know what it is, Courtney. Yeah. People are jealous.
Yeah. Amen.
Go, darling. Oh, it's Trivial Birthday Lord. I overslept here. The ladies and I had a yacht regatta off of Race Point. Now I'm racing down from P-Town to you, dear, and if anyone sees a ruby red Range Rover with a handsome gentleman with perfectly manicured hair, it's yours truly, darling. I simply must see Greg in that enticing waffle top. Oh, and I purchased a present for Gregory at Jordan's parents' sex shop. I just can't wait to see him tiptoeing into the chilly Atlantic in the hot pink bankini I purchased for him.
All right. Traffic tough from P-Town, so I don't know. I don't know if he'll make it or not.
The best.
But Curtis was there and did get the opportunity to at least see the, I don't know what else to call it, the sex shop that is owned by the parents of Jordan Hudson, Bill Belichick's girlfriend.
It was kinky.
What's it called?
Eros. Toys of Eros.
Oh, okay.
Wow. Did you go in it, though? Like to, you know, get a little gamble?
I was just... Passing
isn't
by.
It Eros?
Yeah, isn't it Eros?
Eros.
Like
Curtis
the god of love?
Yeah.
Why would I go into a sex shop by myself in
Pittsburgh? Shime. No one's going to correct
me. Corey, I'm with you. I had it too. I was with you.
Yeah. It's like gifts, you know. You get gifts for your lady, you know. I think a lot of people go to sex shops.
I did go to the fudge shop.
They used to have Condom World on Newberry Street.
No, I think, what is it, Amazing? Like a lot of people go to sex shops.
Curtis is a... strictly missionary guy.
Right, yeah. Greg is just a waffle guy.
But just to be clear, it's not Eros.
It is not. It is Eros.
It is not. Eros.
Well, it's spelled Eros.
Yeah, the god of love, though.
Get you some good smelling oils.
I'm actually proud to pronounce it wrong.
Okay. I'm going to say that moving forward.
Were her parents there?
They were trying out some new stuff.
Okay.
That's it. All right. Oh, wow, that's a pretty good
test
sex
drive.
Shop.
Yeah, well, they buy it used, less expensive.
Go ahead, Sean.
I keep hearing about this nude Tom Brady statue that they're going to have at Gillette Stadium. I mean, Curtis will love it, but isn't that inappropriate? Oh, new.
No.
New statue. No. My mistake.
Wiggy suggested during his lead this morning that you should not put a Tom Brady statue up if you aren't going to put a Bill Belichick statue up.
Yeah.
And I think you said because fans will be disappointed.
Well, don't you think? Because people are going to go there and they're going to go, where's the Bill statue? Right? When you think of great organizations that had the fortune to have the greatest quarterback to ever play the game and the greatest coach and have them together for 20-plus years for your organization to win you 6 Super Bowls. I mean, I don't know about Pittsburgh Stadium, but who was the coach that won all those Super Bowls for Chuck Noll, right? You got to put up a statue of
If you were going to put up a Terry Bradshaw statue, you would have to have a Chuck Noll statue.
Right. I mean, isn't that what people would be thinking about, right? When you're going to Gillette Stadium and there's this giant you know, statue that Brady does deserve, and he should have one, but where's the Belichick statue?
Yeah, and I feel like also it's, in terms of the history of the NFL, coach, quarterback, record, all of those things, Bill and Tom are number one by miles.
Right.
So great, like whenever, greatest offensive season ever.
Right, 2000. Right? I mean, but yeah, in every single possible metric about winning, they are number one by a landslide. Like, I mean, how many years was Chuck Noll and Terry Bradshaw, Ken, together? 10?
Yeah,
so
probably.
So you're looking at 2.5, well, 22 yeah. years for Brady and Bill.
It's well, right. And I understand why you're doing it, but you're also assuming that they won't at some point erect a Bill Belichick statue.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, and that's why my lead was that way, because I don't believe, based on the dynasty, kind of their rocky relationship and how it ended,
yeah,
that they're ever – will they put him in the Patriots Hall of Fame? Yeah. But will you have a Belichick night like you had Brady night?
No.
I doubt it. And will you have a Belichick statue like you have a Brady? I doubt it. And I think it's more their relationship, whether it's Robert or Jonathan, who becomes the owner of the team. I just can't see – them going, oh, Bill, we want to do this for you. I that's just me. I just, because I feel like the relationship is really strained.
Yeah.
And at least
what is your guess at what moment, what way in which they portray Tom Brady in the statue?
Oh, I have mine already set.
Yeah, there's a couple.
Well, there's one nude. I won't get to that. But the other is when they won Super Bowl 51, and. He's on the dais getting the Super Bowl trophy after that comeback, which was that singular moment is the greatest moment in the history of Boston.
Hat on backwards.
Yeah. No, his hat. He goes, and we're bringing this sucker home, and he's got the trophy over the – that is what I would do.
But see, here's a good – that's a great question that you asked, Greg, because I heard Jones and Keith talking about this yesterday, where they feel like
– Ken wants it to be the strip sack against the Eagles.
Where they feel like it has to be an action shot with his helmet on.
Well, I think it should be. Like, I know, like the Red Auerbach one, for instance, sitting on the park bench. Is that red statue?
Yes, yeah, that's a Red Auerbach.
That, to me, is not – like, what is that – like, what,
like sitting on, but that's different.
That's different than winning the Super Bowl, though, and having it above your head. Like, I think that he doesn't have a Doug Flutie-like photo. You know what I mean?
What?
Like, there's,
well, he has a million.
A million, but you see the Doug Flutie one, you know the exact play that you're talking about. Tom Brady, I don't think that if you were to put an action shot in a statue form, you're like, oh, that's from this game when this happened. Whereas right, if you have Curtis's idea of after a Super Bowl, you can bring yourself to that moment immediately.
Well, and Jones and Keith were talking about, it's like Peyton Manning has a statue in Indianapolis, him throwing a football. I mean, think about all the shots of Brady, like, but throwing the, like, you know, like that with the football. So I guess it is a great question. I was thinking maybe how he comes running out, or, you know, so I don't really know. Yeah.
Do you think they'll have Alex Guerrero's body sticking out of his ass?
Oh, my God.
Wherever Brady's doing, I guarantee you Guerrero's on his hamstring or something like this. Oh, yeah. A bronze statue.
Go ahead, Sean.
Hey, good news, Greg Hill Show. On the way to the Cape for the road show today. Told my boss it was my second cousin's birthday in August. He said, take the day off. Thanks for the advice, Curtis.
Love it.
Any days off scheduled next week, like if James has a bowel movement or something that you need to celebrate? Or,
no.
You'll be working a full week next week?
I'm done with them. He did his first day, last day. Things I like, Mommy, Arjun, Freya, and Music with Mr. Brian.
Oh, no.
You weren't in there at all?
No.
What the hell?
What's Arjun
Mr. Brian?
And Freya? What is that?
Mr. Brian's his favorite bald guy.
What's Arjun and Freya?
They're classmates.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Mm. All right, Sean.
That'll do it today, Greg.
Okay. Hill Notes. Round of applause for those who left the Hill Note.
Good job.
Brought to you by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, please call Coleman.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Well, I'm kind of sad that it's over.
I know.
It seems like it was just 6 o'clock.
Not the first time you've heard that.
I don't know what happened.
Don't be sad it's over. Be happy it happened. And now you get to have a Goombay smash.
Yeah, that's Goombay. True. Yeah, that is true. The official drink of the Beachcomber is the Goombay smash. Jones and Keith coming up next. You guys are incredible.
Yeah.
I don't know how to thank you enough. The loyalty that you give to this radio show, and you've given it to us since we started nearly 6 years ago, is incredible. We come down here a couple times every summer, and you show up. You show up last night. We had a great night last night, Sea Dog. It's so great to see everybody, and I want to thank everybody who made this possible. We'll start with Ken Laird, who does a great job.
Yes, Ken.
Boss Hog.
On road shows, our crew down here, Griff, our engineer. Twitch Mitch, Amen Corner, Mr. Culpo, as some refer to him.
Hey.
Anybody that I'm forgetting, Street Team.
Carolyn.
Patty.
I've never heard of this name in my life.
The Will Fleming drop, never near. That one, always ready.
Yeah.
Always ready to go. And Shime, great job back, awesome. Back yes. to the radio.
Oh, and Barbara Jean, well. She's here too.
Oh, yeah, Barbara Jean as well. So our whole sales team down here on a Friday. Shocker. Nobody working.
Goated.
It's amazing. all right. Well, 1 week from today, we are going to be in Hampton Beach, New Hampshire at Bernie's on the beach night before for pregame. We will be at the GOAT right there in Hampton, but we're back on Monday morning. Monday morning, I will tell you how you can win your way onto the dive on Lake Winnipesaukee for the final road show of this road show season, which is... on July 3rd.
Quickly approaching that one.
The sing-along went very well today. Almost like it was closing time here at the Comer. Are we instituting that every road show going forward?
Yeah.
All right. We'll do Country Roads for Wiggy next time.
I love it. I love. We should do a segment. I was driving when you guys were going through Wikipedia and the writer of Country Road.
Yes.
And Courtney and Wiggy were like each reading sentences yes. and you were going out of your mind.
Yes, I remember. I remember it well. Yes.
Well, I'm just trying to educate people in Massachusetts
and
that the
did.
Song was about not West Virginia, but the guy who wrote it is from Springfield, Mass. And it was from his childhood of growing up in Springfield, Massachusetts.
Yeah.
So for all these years, we thought Country Roads meant West Virginia. Well, I'm sorry to tell you that it's about Massachusetts in the Springfield area, and that's the inspiration behind the Country Road song. So well, a little info.
Before we go, sincere thanks to Dan and the all the servers here, everybody in the back of the house at the Beachcomber who got up early to make this possible. We will see some of you this afternoon. You're sticking around.
I am. Sold out event.
Yeah, sold out event at the Pearl in Wellfleet, raising money for the Greg Hill Foundation. So can't wait to see you this afternoon for happy hour and open raw bar at the Pearl. So on that note, we got to say goodbye. You guys are amazing. Thank you so much. Unbelievable. Couldn't do it without you. Cape Cod, you have our hearts.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.